All right, so we were working last week on pay bays on the days, and we had Rabbi Abba's question regarding Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. Insofar as their positions with Kedushin. In other words, so anyway, just a quick recap. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon, it seems this is going according to the Chut side, right? Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon argue about a get. If the man, if someone gives his wife a get and he is shyer beget, he leaves over someone that the get does not include. In other words, someone is excluded from the operation of the get. So he says, you're muteris to everyone except for so-and-so. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Eliezer says it's no good. Rabbi Eliezer says it's good. As long as he was matir to others, it's good. Because the pasuk says, isha grusha meisha. As long as she's divorced from her husband, it doesn't matter how many people she's mutter to. But the Rabbanon say a get has to be complete, krisus. You need to completely, you have to be mati her completely from the isser that she was under. Okay? Alright, so we tried to give a little bit of a hezbro over there that Rabbi Eliezer is learning that there's such a thing as the relationship of the ishus itself. That's a reality. And being mati her to others breaks that covenant of the ishus, because there can't be a shared relationship. So once he's matir to some, that automatically is considered a gerushin, and she'll be divorced from her husband and mutter to whoever, except for Ploni.
What if she marries one of those other people?
Oh, if she marries someone who she's not mutter to,
yeah,
that's a big problem. You're absolutely right. She'd be like committing adultery in a certain sense. The Isser Eishes Ish would still be there. We don't really have too many halachos that talk about it, because we don't hold like this.
I'm saying, but according to Rose, that's really a
yeah.
problem.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be a big problem. And that's a big complaint that the Rabbanon have against his Shita. Interesting, I'll just give you a little bit of a taste of something to ponder. The Gemara says that if she were to marry someone who she's allowed to marry, okay, that would completely break off the relationship, and then she would be allowed to marry that Ploni afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's a little more complex for Rabbi Eliezer. But the Rabbanon said that the way we were learning, that the relationship of the Ishus, of the Kedushin, is by definition the Isser. So you can't remove the relationship without removing all of the Isser. Okay? Okay, so, but now we were left with this question. Question is like this. The Rabbanon, Rabbi Abba says, Bikidushin Heyach. How would it come out? How would Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon learn by Kedushin? In other words, if in the reverse, the man would say to the woman, like Rashi says, Hiskadshi li, marry me, be married to me, le oser l'chol adam, and be oser to everybody, except for somebody, except for Ploni. So now this would be the reverse situation there. She'll be an Eishes Ish with regards to everybody, except for Ploni, she'll be considered a non-married woman. Okay. What would Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon say about this? Now, if I would ask you Stam, right, I would say, guess what is most likely the position of Rabbi Eliezer, you would probably say that it's good according to Rabbi Eliezer, just like it's good according to Rabbanon. Just like it's good by get. Right? If I would just ask you the guess that Rabbi Ami is now asking, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold on the Kedushin side? We know he holds on the Gerushin side, Chutz is good. What does he hold on the Gerushin side? So you would think, okay, I'm just supposing this right now, that if I would just ask you a sort of a reactive guess, you would probably say it would be the same thing. That just like he holds, you can exclude from the Gershon. He would be the one that I would think would exclude from, could hold, you could exclude from the Kedushin. And if I were to ask you to guess on the Rabbanan side, you would probably say, well, they're the ones who are absolutists on the Gershon side. They probably would be the absolutists on the Kedushin side. You know, notwithstanding some drasha. But what's interesting is the Gemara takes the exact opposite position. And the Gemara says that, and this is Rabbi Abba's question, he says, on the contrary, maybe Rabbi Eliezer says it over there, Ad kan lo ka'om Rabbi Eliezer hocha. Rabbi Eliezer only says by the Gershon that chutz is good because of how he darshans the pasuk over there. Aval hosam kinyan ma'aliyah binan, but by kiddushin, I would say he needs a full kinyan, meaning a full kinyan, meaning excluding her from ishus to others at all. In other words, all of her potential of ishus must be nikne to him. The ish must be kona, all of her rights of kiddushin. Therefore, if he leaves anyone out, it would be not a good kiddushin. Or do I say there's a gzeras akasav that we simply pair up kiddushin and gershin? And since by gershin it's good if you exclude somebody, kiddushin will be good too. But the important point here to think about is the Gemara is indicating that the natural position of Rabbi Eliezer would seem to be that it won't work by kiddushin, and we'll only say it will work by kiddushin if we hold that there's a gzeres hakosov that you have to match up yitzia and havaya. That means leaving and coming, and so too for the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Ad kan lo ka'omar lo ka'omri rabbanon ela debinan krisis v'leika. By gershin, they say it's no good if you exclude somebody because it's not krisis, it's not a complete separation. Aval hasam, but by kiddushin, kinyan kol dehu, all they need is a kinyan kol dehu. So you see, it's not like the Gemara is just assuming that the default idea of kiddushin is a kinyan ma'alya. Because that they own that, maybe you'll say, now when they said it for Rabbi Eliezer, that's just, why would you think otherwise? But no, over here by the Rabbanon, they're learning that by the Rabbanon, for some reason, would say Kinyan Kolduhu is good enough. Or, unless you're going to learn the same thing, V'yotza V'hayasa, that they're forced into allowing, I'm sorry, they're forced into negating this Kedushin because of a sort of consistency with Gershon. So that was our question. Our question was, what's the Kinyan Kol Dehu versus Kinyan Ma'alya? And now, why would you say that naturally Rabbi Eliezer would hold Kinyan Ma'alya is good against the opposite of what Gershon is, in terms descriptively, and the Rabbanon would dafka say Kinyan Kol Dehu is good against the full krisis of Gershon? Now, so on Thursday, we just said, well, maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe they just were taking one side, and that's different from the Yatzav Haisa. But I think, as you'll see, when we go into the next sugya, hopefully, it's dafka. It's dafka. That if you're going to learn that there's no hekesh, then it seems that the Rabbanan dafka do hold Kinyan Kol Dehu is good. Okay, now Rafi's making a very good point, and that is that how come? Let me rephrase it. You tell me if I get it right, if I get your meaning. By gerushin, we describe the Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon as the Rabbanon are saying krisus, and Rabbi Eliezer is saying gzeres hakosav of chutz, that chutz is good al pi gzeres hakosav. There's no svara apparent. There's no svara of excluding somebody from a get. Correct? By the get side, we either learn Exeris Akosov of Isha Grusha Meisha, or Vyatza Mibesa of Ahochal Haisal Ish Acher, Afilu Lo Itir El Ish Acher. But But by the Kiddushin side, apparently we have two Svaras of Kenyan Koldu and Kenyan Malia. How come by the Kiddushin side we have two possible Svaras? Neither one would be drawing from a Pasuk. Right? It would just be a Svara of a Kenyan Koldu versus a Kenyan Malia. No one is saying that either one of these sides needs a Pasuk. But by the Gerushin side, you either have the Pasuk or you have Krisus Legamri. Nobody says there's a Svara to say Krisus Koldu is enough. Alpi Svara, nobody says that.
You need a Pasuk.
You need a Pasuk. It's not, I think there's a simple reason for that. Because Gerushin is getting out of what you got into. So that always has to be complete Alpi Svara. Alpi Svara, you have to get out of what you got into completely. But who says you got to get into it completely? Just blush on B'nai Adam. You don't have to, whatever you got into, it has to be a krisis from. But that doesn't mean that you have to fully engage it to begin with. Right? Just because I say to you, if I own something and I want to be mafker, I have to be mafker all of it, it doesn't mean I can't make a shutfus or someone and own half of it. Whatever I own, I gotta give up. But it doesn't mean, that doesn't tell me how much I have to own to begin with. Okay. Yeah.
I understand.
All right, so Matt is saying for the Rabbanan side, that since we were learning the Svara last week, that the Isser is the Ishus, so then, and that's why you have to remove all of the Isser. So then to make the Ishus, you just have to create Isser. Who says you have to create Isser on everybody? Why should that be? There's no reason intrinsically for that. All it should have to be is Ishus is a relationship of Isser. So Kinyan Koldu means I create some Isser to some people. So I have created the substance of Kedushin vis-a-vis those people we're married. That's right. I agree. That's right. There'd be no reason to jump to Kinyan Malia. So what's the Rabbi Eliezer? Now you're on the doorstep of Rabbi Eliezer. So now he's Rabbi Eliezer. He's the package store. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a relationship, it's a personal relationship between the man and the woman. So that's what you're achieving, that's what you create. That's what the Isser is used to create a relationship between the two. But the relationship has to be an exclusive relationship. That's what a relationship means. That we are, Ishus means, Ishus is personal, a very personal relationship, is created dafka by excluding everybody else. And now, how do you create the intimate relationship that Rabbi Eliezer holds Kiddushin is, is simply by making the two of you the only ones who are available to, making her mutter only to you. And when you let one person in, you crack the whole thing, it's gone.
Not the relationship.
You broke the whole relationship, because the relationship was dafka, a very personal matter. So you see, it flows very nicely. It's somewhat a good corroboration of the way we were approaching Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan to begin with, that Rabbi Abba has this question. So it's interesting. It's interesting. So what would it be? So those are the good, the Havaminas are good. So what would be the Maskana of a Yotzev HaYisrael? So it's a separate question. Is there a Gzeiras HaKosov that equates the mechanisms of each other? It's interesting. It's interesting. But even if you're gonna learn the Gzeiras HaKosov, it goes back to Rafi's point. The anchor is Gerushin. The Gerushin is prior. Right. Gerushin is prior. Gerushin is before Kedushin in Shas. It becomes like an artificial thing according to the Gzeiras HaKosov. I mean, for the Rabbanan, it's not so bad because there was no real reason that it's not like Kinyan Ma'alya is against, you know. But it's just not necessary, you would say. According to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Eliezer, it's sort of a counter indicative.
Right,
but
as far as he would say, it's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it would be telling you that that relationship is not as it seems at first glance. Okay, I don't know. That's as much as we can do in this one. Now what this brings, I mean, unless you have something else to say, but that brings us to what I want to do next. I want to do next is the sugya that's brought up in Kedushin. Did you guys go through the Avamos thing over here?
No.
Yeah. All right, it's really, maybe it's a side point in the Avamos thing. But I'm curious to, what I would like to do is the Gemara in Kedushin. You take have a chance to look at it a little bit today?
No.
Okay, so let me give you a little bit of a little help on it then. Get started.